Avon. So because you're Makabal Achrayis on half. So the part that you're Makabal Achrayis on is like a loan. I'm lending you that money. If you lose the money, you have to pay back to me. The other half is like a Pikadin. You're watching the money for me. Whatever happens is okay. So when you work now, half the profit goes to yourself. So true, half of it you keep, because since half is like a Pikadin, your half you're allowed to make on. But you're working for me, and half of the profit comes back to me. Now, why are you working to me? Because since half is a milva, it looks like I'm working for you because you lent me the money. So that's also. The only way it's mutter is, half the risk is, that I pay you money. Like I'm paying you for working for me. In other words, the work that you do for me, I'll pay you separately. Therefore, it's not called you working for me because I lent you the money. It's called you working for me because I'm paying you for it. So that's mutter. I can also give you chickens or tanagurim, hens to watch, and the machs, and you get half the profit. The profit means wait till they lay eggs, and the eggs grow and hatch, take care of it. It's same problem. Half is a milva, and you're working for me, so it looks like you're working because I lent you the money. And the enshamin, our golden, the same thing. I can't give you young calves or young donkeys to work, and get half the profit. Again, unless I pay you for the work you do and for the food you pay. But you'll rather accept upon yourself to watch a calf or this yochim for half profit. But going here, you have no achrayus at all. If it dies, you're not mechuyev at all. You grow them until the one third grown a calf, or a chamor, a donkey, you grow until strong enough to carry bundles. But he has to say for the reason why it's mutter is because you're not makabel achrayus at all. So therefore there's no havo at all. It's a pure like pikadon, therefore it's mutter. Yeah. Rashi says, you makabel them, v'loy shuma, sh'loy yemaisu, lo yishalim klim, you don't have to pay back anything if they die. The only thing, if they live, then you divide up in half. So that's not called like yemilva. Any time that you're not achrayi, if it dies, or it gets long, you don't have to pay back for half, that's not called yemilva. So if there's no halvor, then it's mutter. It's only yasa that I give you the money, and if you get ruined, you lose half of it, that means you have to pay me back half, so as much as you have to pay me back for, it's called like a loan. So then it looks like ribbis. But we'll see more of that in the Gemara. Gemara says, now, Tana, when you have to pay back a poyo bottle, if you pay back a poyo, you have to pay a poyo bottle. What does a poyo mean? Like a poyo that's not working. My poyo bottle, what does it mean like a worker that's not working? Or my abaye poyo bottle shall lay some locha. Means whatever you're doing before, if you're getting doing good work, you get good pay. And now you don't have to work so hard. And I say, like, take off of that work and do the simple work. How much is it worth it for you to stop doing the hard work and do the easy work? That much I'll pay you for. Now the Gemara says, I need a case in the Mishnah. Di toni chendvin, the case of chendvini. Chendvini, you just sag like a player, but it's not. I just pay you a little bit money for sugar, not for sugar. You don't have to work so hard. You have your store ready. I'm giving you the apples. Avu Moyes, I give you money. Ligach ben Peris, to buy the Peris, to not for shuch, it's a lot of bother. You have to buy the Peris. Eimel, let's talk like a player bottle. Maybe it's not enough if I just pay you back the wages of a bottle, of a player that's not working. Vitan the Moyes, Ligach ben Peris, Avaminos, Hosumu, the boy, the player bottle. Mishun, the not for shuch, he's doing a lot of work for me. There it looks like ribbons. Avu Chenvini, by the storekeeper, Le not for shuch, he's not working so hard. Eimel, sadly, the mash, maybe that's not for the mashu, the yamot, the afidu loyin. Totally my elevator. I only let you dip your bread into my juice. For the yochli my elegorot, I only give you one day teat. Zel schoren srichon. I need the chiddush. That's the chiddush now. That even in such a case, also it's only mutter if I pay you to pay a bottle. Less than that looks like ribbis. Tana rabboni, kamu sechori. How much you have to pay him? Vein ruba ben murit divra b'meyis. As much as you want, a lot or a little is enough. You have viewed the way now. I feel like trouble in my elevator now. It's a smaller amount. Even if you only let him dip his bread into your seer, your juice. For the yochli mayel greger sakas, he only eats by you one day. Zel schor, that's called schar. We have bishurim ben yochoy yaima noisle schor mishalim. No, you have to pay him full wages. Tana rabbon, ein shomim lo yisizim lo yasa resor chelim for lo yikol dovish en oisle v'yochol amasa. You can't accept to take care of goats or sheep and to keep half profit for himself. He has to give back. If you have to feed it. We have Yosef Yudoim there, Shaman and Season of Night, Shechoveth, no. The Ezim takes care of itself. It gives off milk. So the milk it gives off, that you'll keep. Yes, Rechel, Mephesh, Gozis, Shechoveth, Omortis,
Because the sheep, because she could like shear off the wool, and the shait for samotas means it cleans off in the river. So you have something to gain from it. Here's a tanagoros, when you watch hens, the nation of Yechelas also gives off eggs, so that's called Eisa of Yechelas. Tanamo says the tanakamo, Giza the chol of Lesof, and what's the matamak like is here? The chura, if it gives off like a Giza, if it gives off wool, or milk, for sure that's enough. That's how you gain on the deal. Lesof of Yechelas Molim Zenach, isn't that enough to get paid from that? And also, you the Muslim to feed it? Tanamo says true. The Giza of Yechelas Kuliyam Malay Pligi. That you have a right to keep the milk and the giza, the wool, for sure there's no machlokes. That's called you're getting paid enough. Keep pleading with the machlokes, then it's you be fritusri. You don't really get the milk. You only get the whey, the water of the milk. That's fritusri. That's the leftover parts of the wool. Tanakam is sovelek rebishim ben yichoy. The yom and leislan schor mishalim. Tanakam holds you have to pay him full wages. See, it is not called full wages. Therefore, it still looks like ribbis, therefore, it's also. Because since it's a niski here, that it's palga milva and palga pichodim, so we still see like you're working for him because of the milva. So that's also unless he gets full wages. So here it is not called full wages. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda said alo, ki avu, also like his father. The yom that it says, afilu letovali moi, ele betzir, even if he only let him dip his food in his bread in, to your brown like, for le ochli moi ele gregor sachas, zel schore, that's enough for his chal. So therefore, for sure, also, when you have the whey of the milk, or they have the leftover of the wool, that's also called enough tzchar. It does not look like ribbis. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Maskeros Isha Lechaberto, a lady's ladder went out to a friend, Tana Gerda Sahin, Bishne Freichim, like Bishchar should get back two Freichim, two chickens, two chicks a year, that's good. That's called like a deal, there's no ribbis involved. Now Isha Shomu Lechaberto, a lady says to a friend, Tana girlishly, listen, I have hens. O beitzim shalachim, you have eggs. Vani v'at nechlek b'freichim. Like, give me your eggs, I'll take care of them, I'll make sure they hatch, and then we'll share it with the freichim. So Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Yehuda said that's mutter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's esser. Because the shayla of ribbis here, again, is like machzah schar, or machzah efsid. So therefore, it's careful, it's called the milva. Rabbi Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, after he matter, Rabbi Yehuda, leiboy, ischayah mole, mazonai. Contra Yehuda, why is it mutter? The chuvah he's working for the other one because of the milva. It's because he's paying him back ribbis. Smor says, no, he holds, ikra beitz in muzoris. There are eggs in muzoris, eggs that can't produce, can't hatch. So those eggs you have the right to keep. So kids, that's like you pay, so therefore it's not called you're working for him, the terrorist ribbis. Rather you're getting paid for it. Therefore there's no problem of ribbis. Alright, we'll stop here.
10 lines from the bottom. Turn around, Bonnie. Yeah, we're holding that for Samech Chesem Abayz. Antona Rabbonin. I'll tell you what's in the bottom. Antona Rabbonin. Mokim Shinogo Lahaloi Schar Kosef Lemoyes Lebehema Malin. If the meaning of the Mokim was that when I hire you to work for my animals, I have to pay you for Schar Kosef, that means I have to pay you for the fact that you're carrying the animals. So if that was the meaning of Mokim, that I have to pay you for that, so I have to. Rashi says, "Mokim shinogu shehasho ma'golim v'siyochim ketanim l'machta." If I give you my calves to raise for me, we make up that when you raise it, you know there's profit involved. We'll split the profit. So still, I have to give you pay for the fact that you carry them. Shehasho moitzir machnisim aksefoi. That young calves, you carry them on your shoulders. So I have to pay you for that. Otherwise, it look like ribbis. So that's the minig ha'mokim. I have to pay you. V'yein mishanim minig ha-medina. You can't change from the minig of the medina. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, shomin egel im imoy. If I give you an egel, a young calf to watch, so with the mother it's good. So Rashi says, it means, deleka tircha lafukala ulaluye. If I give you the mother and the kid to watch together, then there's not so much bother involved. V'feishanim shechachar imoy. Because the kid goes after his mother. V'loy omol umozoin. You don't have to pay for the work and for the feed. When you have the mother is an older cow, she gives off milk. So the fact you're taking care of the cow, you get pay for the fact that you have the milk it gives off. So therefore I don't have to pay you anything for taking care of the kid. That's all nichlal in the heter of you getting your pay from the mother. So it says, Shomon egel imimoy v'sayiach imimoy. A young one with his mother, it's mutter. Even in a place that usually when you take a young one, you have to pay tircha
for carrying the animal. But over here, when I give the mother along, since the mother is the one that takes the baby out, brings the baby in, I don't have to pay you special money for the tzchar that you're taking the animal in and out. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, like boy is tzchar amali amazonai. Like, why not? Alechura, whenever you have an iska, that I give you something to do business with it, and we share the profit, we always say half is a milva, and half is a pikadon. So the half of the milva, that's yours, like, and you get half the profit. But if half of the pikadon is like you're working for me. So it always looks like ribbis. Like, why are you working for me? Because since I lent you money, since there's a milva involved, that's why you're doing me back a favor. So that should be ribbis. So any iska, there has to be, I pay you for the work you do. So according to Shimon Gamliel, why don't you have to pay for the tzchar amolo yom zaynoi? So Gemara says, Iki gololim, there's gololim, the animal gives off its waste that it gives off, you could use that. The gololim, the waste of the animal, you could use for manure. So since you could use it, that's your pay. Leader, the other man, the young, that asked the question, holds no, still you have to pay. Gololim afkure mafkalu. Gololim is a pshat, that by itself is hefker. Anybody could take it. So it's not called like the malver is paying the loiver for the work that he's doing. So just the fact that the loiver here can take the gololim, that's not said the malver is paying you. Says so, if the malver does not pay the loiver, it looks like the work the loiver is doing back to the malver is because of ribbis. That's why you always have to pay. Omer Rav Nachman, halacha k'rev Yehuda, v'taka paskin like Rav Yehuda, halacha k'rev Yehuda, that what? B'tov lima b'tzir, like we had before, that he's very makel. So in the case you have this iska, when somebody is like taking your money and doing business with it, as long as you give him the smallest amount, it doesn't look like ribbis anymore. Tov lima b'tzir means as long as you let him dip his bread into your juice, into your gravy, that's okay. Sipaskin's like Rav Yehuda. And valocha k'rev Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. We also pass like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. He's all coolers that holds before b'mis yubi v'tusri, that if you only give the worker the whey of the milk, or you give him the leftovers, the bad part of the wool, that's also called he's taking his pay. In other words, he's saying three shittas now that go l'kula. That whenever you make an iska, when you give your money, you give your animal to somebody else should raise it for you, and you're having half and half, so it looks like ribbis a little bit, but as long as you pay him the smallest amount, it's okay. That's another halacha l'kula, halacha k'rev Yosef Rav Yehuda. And also, halacha k'rev Shimon ben Gamliel. We don't like our Shimon ben Gamliel also, because last Shiloh was also with Mekol. They says when you give the mother along, you do not have to pay. Since you give the kid with its mother, the mother is the one that watches it. Therefore you'll be potter. So kids will soon see later, not that we're really paskin like these shittas. You just bring it down three shittas to hold like this l'kula. There are three of them holding like